Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is John Coles, who helps organizations with digital transformation, business optimization, and knowledge management. He has worked at companies such as Varian, Apple, Dell, and Booz Allen Hamilton, where he is focused on operationalizing content, information, and data in order to create greater organizational productivity. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. It is my pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed our green room conversation. I really like that you like nailed your CPOP first round, first question. So I'm kind of curious if you could share with that with the audience. What is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Organizational productivity.
It's one of those things. I did sit on the board of a public company for a decade. I did run four different CEO networking groups for a decade. And many of those networking group CEOs at some point in time had one or more things to talk about in terms of organizational productivity. It is such a rampant problem, and there's so much efficiency that could be garnered. John, tell me a little bit more.
So organizational productivity is digital adoption. So digital transformation is the big buzzword these days. Well, it's really digital adoption that really needs to occur. That's what it's all about, trying to get the flow of information, knowledge, content, data across an organization more effectively so that people are more productive.
Nice. And you mostly work at firms where you're doing stuff internally. Tell me a little bit more. When somebody gets you, what do they get?
Sure. I started in 2006 implementing a knowledge base to 20,000 call center agents in 8 different languages around the world. And I quickly learned that build it and they will come does not work. So it's not about technology. It's about people and process and getting people to use this knowledge base or use the area for them to be more productive with. I've done some things with, for instance, being able to use the knowledge base itself, one person finding a new answer that then resulted in driving a fix into engineering that becomes a $2 million fix just because this one person was active within the knowledge base itself. Another great example is field service, where field service was stuck running around answering a lot of issues that could have been resolved at the call center. We started to work with the field service folks, identifying those issues, and those issues were resolved at the call center a lot quicker. Field service folks were able to then go off and do more value-added work, and it ended up becoming a multi-million-dollar revenue generator just by improving knowledge management and the way we flowed information back and forth across the organization.
Oh, I love that. So you, that was part of the how you have credibility to do what you do. And one of the things we also talked about in the green room, you had done 200 plus implementations.
Yeah, I've done over 15 years. I've done at least 200 implementations in some fashion. The implementation at Dell to 20,000 call center agents, there was quite a few groups there, but then you just keep going over the years as far as implementing. So a lot of hurdles, a lot of challenges. I've tried a lot of different things. I've failed some, but I've been successful most of the time.
Wow, that's good. Well, what you had mentioned is all 200 were deployed, not all of them as effectively in terms of utilization as others. But
correct.
You gave me great examples of deployments that have worked well.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was going to ask the next question is, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
It's, you know, it's with knowledge management, you've got to go in and it's sort of a three-prong approach. You'll walk in somewhere and you'll explain knowledge management to somebody and they'll go, wow, this is a novel approach. This is really pretty neat. The second time you talk to them, they say, well, I'm not sure if that's going to work here. And then the third time you've spoken to them, they've started to accept it and say, wow, okay, maybe we can work here. So it's really going in and gaining that trust, as well as then starting to work with the different groups, the authors, the users of the knowledge base, the developers, the publishers of it, and build communities of trust for them to go off and almost like a franchise model. But I'll go in and say, here's, let's set this franchise up and then let them run their own franchise.
Yeah, I like that. And then you're on social and you've written a book and a couple other things.
Yeah. So LinkedIn, I've got a website called 100solutions.info. And then I've also authored a book. Absolutely.
Nice. So listen, if you're looking for a little bit more organizational productivity and want to learn more from John, you should reach out. John, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
Probably LinkedIn, John Coles. John Coles 100 is my LinkedIn handle.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks. John, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks, Mitchell, for having me on.
You're welcome. Listen, if you're still here, you know the importance of John's message. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.